KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police in the Eastern Cape have had to intervene after a humanitarian aid organization was threatened while offering help to flood victims in Mthatha. Members of the Gift of the Givers were intimidated, allegedly by a water mafia gang, while distributing clean drinking water today. It's understood that the group, linked to a service provider contracted by the municipality, are not happy with the work being done by the relief organization. Police Minister Senzo Mqunu has deployed officials to protect the organization in the area. His spokesperson Kamohelo Mokgotsi says officers are also safeguarding flooded homes that are now being targeted by criminals.
The police will not tolerate any attempt to intimidate or obstruct those who are working tirelessly to save lives and bring relief to our people. Gift of the Givers has consistently been a source of hope and dignity to South Africans in their hour of need. Any attack on them is an attack on the very principle of Ubuntu. No individual or group will be allowed to profiteer off disaster or compromise the safety and well-being of our people. Law enforcement will act decisively.
Statistics South Africa says beef prices continue to climb due to a foot and mouth disease outbreak, with beefsteak up 4.5% in May. Inflation remained unchanged at 2.8% last month, despite rising food prices. The biggest driver was a 1.1% monthly increase in the price of food and non-alcoholic beverages. Stats SA's Patrick Kelly.
Fuel prices dropped by 1.1%, pulling the annual rate down to a negative 14.9%. This is the largest annual decrease for fuel since October 2024, when the rate was a negative 19.1%. Petrol is 15.9% and diesel 12.6% cheaper than a year ago.
On the international front, dozens of flights to and from Indonesia's resort island of Bali have been cancelled. It's after Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki erupted, shooting an ash tower 10 kilometers into the sky yesterday. It's raised the alert status to the highest level of a four-tiered system. And finally, Proteas head coach Shukri Conrad has thanked South Africans for their support after the historic ICC World Test Championship final victory. Conrad became emotional when the team landed at the OR Tambo International Airport in Gauteng this morning. He recalled his late father's dream of seeing South Africa beat Australia. He also praised batting coach Ashwell Prince's strength and commitment following the recent loss of his wife.
He was the type of guy that the show must go on. Got a little bit emotional with two runs to go. It's been particularly tough for Ashwell as well. Melissa passed away just before the New Year's test. Ash's boys, they've gone through a lot. The fact that Ash has managed to still continue doing what he does, it shows the character of Ashwell as well. This goes a long way.
Your top story this hour. Police in the Eastern Cape have had to intervene after a humanitarian aid organization was threatened while offering help to flood victims in Mthatha. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhya.